AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, managing editor at the National Newsroom at Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now the latest headlines.
AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump is in Japan, where he'll be meeting with the country's Prime Minister Sanae Takaichi. She's banking on building a friendly personal relationship with Trump to ease trade tensions. One key to this strategy might lie in an idea floated by Japan's government to buy a fleet of Ford F-150 trucks. Argentina's libertarian President Javier Milei won decisive victories in key districts in midterm elections. Trump called it a big win.
President Javier Milei tells supporters in Buenos Aires, the Argentinians showed that they don't want to return to the failed model, to the model of inflation, to the model of monetary issuance, to the model of the use of state, to the model of insecurity. Argentinians told populism to stop. Populism never again. Milei's governing La Libertad Avanza party won over 40% of votes in national elections to renew almost half of the lower half of Congress, according to tallies in local media. The results give Milei a crucial vote of confidence that strengthens his ability to carry out his radical free market experiment with billions of dollars in backing from President Donald Trump's administration. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Trump administration has also been extending economic assistance to Argentina, including raising the possibility of buying Argentine beef to bring down prices in the U.S. Speaking to reporters aboard Air Force One, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says that after meeting with Chinese officials, a trade deal with China is drawing closer.
We have a framework for President Trump, President Xi to decide on, and we discussed a wide range of things from tariffs, trade, fentanyl, substantial purchase of U.S. agricultural products.
And rare earths.
And rare earths.
Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping will be meeting in South Korea later this week. U.S. futures jumped, Asian shares surged, while European markets were little change. Meanwhile, Trump is still upset about Canada's television advertisements that criticized his tariffs by citing a speech from former President Ronald Reagan.
They shouldn't have done it. They've apologized, and they said, we're going to take the ad down. Well, they did it, but they did it very late. They let it play for another two nights.
He also said he does not have any plans to talk to Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney during the summit in South Korea that both are attending. And in France, two suspects have been arrested in connection with the theft of crown jewels from the Louvre Museum in Paris.
French prosecutors announcing the arrest of suspects in connection with the theft of crown jewels from the Louvre Museum in Paris. One suspect reportedly preparing to leave the country, police nabbing them at Charles de Gaulle Airport Saturday. French media earlier reporting two arrests. The thieves stole jewels valued at $102 million in less than 8 minutes while the museum was open Saturday morning, October 19th. Officials say they dressed as renovation workers, used a stolen basket lift to scale the Louvre's facade, getting through a window, making their way to the gallery with the jewels, cutting through display cases, then exiting the way they came in, and riding off on scooters. The museum's director calling it a terrible failure. I'm Julie Walker.
This is AP News.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com. AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
A former NFL star offensive lineman has died shortly after making a public plea for a kidney transplant.
The New York Jets have announced the death of former center Nick Mangold at age 41. Mangold died from complications of kidney disease on Saturday night, less than 2 weeks after he revealed on social media that he needed a kidney transplant and was seeking a donor. Diagnosed with a genetic defect in 2006, Mangold had been on dialysis. In 2010, he spoke about his excitement for New York Stadium to host the 2014 Super Bowl.
The game of football is made to be played outside and played in the elements, and I hope for something memorable.
Jets owner Woody Johnson described him as a legendary player and beloved teammate. Mangold, a two-time All-Pro and seven-time Pro Bowl selection, was enshrined in the Jets' Ring of Honor in 2022. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Hamas says it's expanding the search for remains of hostages in Gaza with the help of Egypt and heavy equipment. About 13 bodies remain missing. Part of the U.S. brokered ceasefire requires that return. President Trump warning he's watching very closely, but believes peace is holding.
I think it'll hold, yeah.
Do they believe it will?
Well, if it doesn't hold, if it does hold, that would be Hamas. Hamas will be not hard to take care of.
Trump also says security arrangements for Gaza are progressing.
It's working very well. It's all smooth. The U.S. doesn't have to get much involved.
One thing hindering the search for hostage remains in Gaza, the rubble. The U.N. says there's enough to fill up all of New York's Central Park, about 40 feet high. Meanwhile, late Saturday, Israel striking in Gaza, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu defending the military's actions, saying they were targeting militants. Federal Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy warning the government shutdown is affecting air traffic controllers, worrying about their next paycheck.
They got a big fat zero. No paycheck is coming on Tuesday.
Duffy said on Fox News Sunday Morning Futures, many already calling in sick and taking other action ahead of Tuesday.
If I don't feel like I have enough controllers or enough controllers that are focused, we will slow down traffic. We will stop traffic.
The FAA says a staffing shortage in California held up flights departing for Los Angeles. The agency issuing a temporary ground stop at one of the world's busiest airports, LAX. Staffing shortages also causing disruptions Sunday at another busy airport, Newark. Kamala Harris is not ruling out another run for the White House. In an interview with the BBC posted Saturday, Harris said she expects a woman will be president in the coming years, and it could possibly be her, saying, "I am not done." The former vice president says she has not decided whether to mount a 2028 presidential campaign, but dismissed the suggestion she'd face long odds. Harris replaced then-President Biden as the 2024 Democratic presidential nominee after he dropped out of the race. She ultimately lost to Republican President Trump. In an interview with the Associated Press last week, Harris also made clear that running again in 2028 is still on the table. I'm Julie Walker.
The U.S. has imposed sanctions on Colombia's president and his family members over drug trade allegations. The Treasury Department announced that Colombian President Gustavo Petro, his family, and a government member have been hit with penalties amid escalating tensions with Colombia. That country is a key U.S. ally in South America. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent accused Petro of allowing drug cartels to flourish. Petro has denied the allegations and plans to defend himself in U.S. courts. The move follows Trump's threats to cut aid and impose tariffs on Colombia. Petro has criticized U.S. military actions targeting drug traffickers in the region. Hiya Pinjwani, Washington.
New York Attorney General Letitia James pleaded not guilty in a mortgage fraud case pushed by President Trump. James is accused of lying on mortgage papers to secure favorable loan terms. She made her first court appearance in Norfolk, Virginia. As she left, supporters chanted, "We stand with Tish."
It has strengthened my spirit and has
cold.
James says the case isn't about her, and the justice system is being used
as a tool of revenge. And a weapon against those individuals who simply did their job and who stood up for the rule of law.
James won a staggering judgment against President Trump and his companies in a lawsuit in New York, alleging he defrauded banks by overstating the value of his real estate holdings on financial statements. I'm Ed Donahue.
TV's much-loved mom, June Lockhart, has died at age 100. A family spokesman says Lockhart died Thursday of natural causes at her home in Santa Monica, California. Lockhart played the roles of warm, compassionate mothers. She played Ruth Martin on the TV series Lassie from 1958 to 1964.
Are you trying to tell me that Lassie refuses to eat food taken out of my new refrigerator?
And from 1965 to 1968, Maureen Robinson on Lost in Space.
Major, that $30 billion is just as much my money as it is yours, and I don't like to waste it either. But I'd gladly waste 100 times that much to safeguard my family. Now I say we turn back.
June Lockhart, dead at 100. Forecasters say Melissa is intensifying in the Caribbean, having already killed at least 3 people in Haiti and at least 1 in the Dominican Republic. The storm is forecast for Jamaica through Monday. Jamaican Prime Minister Andrew Holness.
Given the update from the Met Office that Jamaica is at risk, there is a threat of the weather event affecting us in a significant way.
A hurricane warning is in effect for Jamaica, and a hurricane watch remains in place for the southwestern peninsula of Haiti. I'm Donna Warder.
The New York City mayor's race in the national spotlight, with Democratic socialist politician Zoran Mamdani leading, while fellow Democrat former Governor Andrew Cuomo running as an independent trails behind, and Republican talk show host Curtis Sliwa brings up the rear. Early voting began this weekend. Deepa Paulus hit the polls in Queens, voting for Mamdani.
I think he has a lot of good ideas about making the city more affordable, and his policy plans, I hope that they can go through.
Alex Mondeser says he went with Cuomo for experience.
The idealism of Mamdani spoke to my heart directly. But the bottom line is we can't go with hopes. We have to go with someone that shows that they can handle the budget.
And Sliwa did his own early voting for himself in Manhattan. Julie Walker, New York.
The sheriff in Robeson County, North Carolina, says 13 people were shot at a large weekend party near Maxton in the southeastern part of the state. 2 of the 13 were killed. Authorities say more than 150 people fled the scene of the party when officers arrived, and they're asking anyone with information about what happened to contact sheriff's investigators. Authorities say no one has been arrested, but there is no current threat to the community, and the shooting appears to be an isolated incident. I'm Donna Warder.
One or more intruders broke into an Iowa mink farm and released 2,000 mink in what the Fur Commission USA calls a terrorist act under federal law. Sometime between Monday night and Tuesday morning, fencing was cut, pens and nest boxes were destroyed to release the mink, which are raised for their fur. By Friday morning, just over 60% of the mink had been recovered. Farmers say that the mink are not adapted to survival and tend to succumb to elements in the wild. There are about 2 such incidents of mink releases a year. The Animal Legal Defense Fund says that mink farms crowd animals in inhumane and unsanitary cages that can contribute to the spread of disease, and are supporting legislation to end mink farming in the U.S. A 31-year-old Avis Budget employee allegedly led a theft ring that stole 47 vehicles from an Avis Budget site at an upstate New York airport and rented them out around the region. More than $1 million worth of vehicles were stolen from the Avis Budget located at the Syracuse Hancock International Airport between June and August. The theft scheme involved renting out the stolen vehicles at other locations. 42 of the vehicles have been recovered. Several people have been arrested. The suspected ringleader is still at large. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Authorities with the ATF, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, say a deadly blast at a Tennessee plant began on the first floor of the building.
The building was used primarily for the manufacture of cast boosters. Those are used in the commercial mining industry. They sit at the bottom of a borehole.
Bryce McCracken, head of the Bureau's National Center for Explosives Training and Research, spoke at an update.
It pumps down into the lower floor where it stays heated, and then they're able to pull it out in a pitcher and then they're each cast is hand-poured into the cardboard tube.
Authorities say the investigation at the building site has concluded, but determining a cause will involve lab work and testing that could take months. The October 10th explosion at Accurate Energetic Systems killed 16 people and leveled the building. The Humphreys County Sheriff says they still haven't been able to identify the remains of two of the people killed. I'm Jennifer King.
More than 2.2 million pounds of Korean barbecue pork jerky has been recalled over contamination with pieces of metal. LSI Inc. voluntarily pulled the product, sold at Costco and Sam Club stores nationwide. The recall includes plastic pouches labeled Golden Island Fire Grilled Pork Jerky Korean Barbecue Recipe. Consumers had complained about finding pieces of metal in the jerky. Company officials say that the metal came from a conveyor belt used in production. People should not eat the recalled jerky and should throw it away or return it for a refund. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
I'm Damian Troisi, and this is the AP Markets Report. Stocks rose to records on Wall Street Friday. The S&P 500 rose 0.8% and topped its prior all-time highs set earlier this month. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 1%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 1.1%. Both also set records. The gains follow an update showing inflation remained elevated in September, but rose less than economists expected. Consumer prices rose 3% from a year earlier, according to the Labor Department. The inflation data could clear the way for the Federal Reserve to keep cutting interest rates in hopes of helping the slowing job market. Damian Troisi, New York.
AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolball. Jordan Love passed for 360 yards and three touchdowns to outduel former teammate Aaron Rodgers in his first game against his former team, a 35-25 Packers win over the Steelers.
You know that. And like I said at the beginning of the week, my mindset was just trying to come out here and focus on getting that win.
The Colts improved to 7-1, and the Jets earned their first win hours after announcing the death of former center Nick Mangold at age 41 from complications of kidney disease.
The football book stops with me.
LSU has fired coach Brian Kelly during the fourth season of a 10-year contract worth about $100 million. The move comes on the heels of Saturday night's 49-25 loss to number 3 Texas A&M in Tiger Stadium, a second straight loss and third in four games for Kelly's 5-3 Tigers.
The guys are playing hard, and I know they were, and they prepared their tails off this week, and that's not happening. You know, that's a football issue.
Kelly went 34-14 with LSU, which did not qualify for the college football playoff during his first three seasons. Athletic Director Scott Woodward says the financial terms of Kelly's separation are still being negotiated. Ohio State is number one in the AP Top 25 for a ninth straight week, and Lakers star Luka Doncic is likely out at least 1 week with finger and leg injuries. The NFL levied three fines totaling $315,000 against the New York Giants for violating concussion protocol by peeking into a medical tent to check on injured quarterback Jackson Dart during his evaluation 2 weeks ago against Philadelphia. The league fined the team $200,000, fined coach Brian Daboll $100,000, and fined rookie running back Cam Scadaboo $15,000 for talking to Dart before his evaluation was complete. TV cameras caught Daboll and Scadaboo poking their heads into the blue injury tent. John Schneider is waiting for Shohei Ohtani to return some items to the Toronto Blue Jays.
It's like, give us our stuff back already.
Before signing a $700 million contract with the Los Angeles Dodgers, Ohtani met with Blue Jays officials in December 2023. Jays manager Schneider joked about Ohtani returning a Blue Jays hat and jacket taken during their meeting, including a jacket for his dog.
I hope he brought it back finally, but and the jacket for decoy.
About the hat, Ohtani says through interpreter Will Ireton,
it's in my garage.
Ohtani helped the Dodgers win last year's title and hit leadoff for the Dodgers against the Blue Jays in the World Series opener on Friday. The Blue Jays used their budget to sign Vladimir Guerrero Jr. to a $500 million contract. I'm Gethin Coolball.
Some 4 years after players from the Afghanistan women's national soccer team fled their homeland amid the Taliban's takeover, a number of the teammates are representing their country once more in an international soccer competition, only this time as refugees. The tournament represents a first major step in the fight to be officially recognized as a national team on the global stage. Collectively, the women call themselves Afghan Women United. FIFA FIFA, soccer's international governing body, is staging a four-team tournament in Morocco that includes the refugee team along with Chad, Libya and Tunisia. The FIFA Unites Women's Series 2025 started on Sunday. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Russian President Vladimir Putin says his country has tested a new nuclear-capable and nuclear-powered cruise missile designed to confuse existing defenses. In a video released by the Kremlin, Putin, in a meeting with military officers, says once again we have confirmed the reliability of Russia's nuclear shield. Russia has resisted Western pressure for a ceasefire in Ukraine and warns the U.S. and other NATO allies against sanctioning strikes deep inside Russia with longer-range Western weapons. Little is known about Russia's new cruise missile, codenamed Skyfall by NATO, but many Western experts have been skeptical about it, saying a nuclear engine could be highly unreliable. I'm Donna Warder.
Ivory Coast President Alassane Ouattara arrived at the polls Saturday to cast his ballot in the presidential race. There are five candidates in the race, but the 83-year-old Ouattara, who is seeking a fourth term, is expected to retain his seat. Ouattara said Saturday that he hoped the vote would be one of confidence, that it's an important vote that would allow voters to express their wishes, and that they must do so in peace. If Ouattara wins, he'll extend his rule to almost two decades. Ivory Coast is the world's largest producer of cocoa. I'm Donna Warder.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening. Audio provided by the Associated Press. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.